I'll start off by warning you that this essay will seem like it was written by Nicholas Sparks. Prepare to hear a sappy love story of why the song I picked is important to me. Let's start by talking about the song I chose. I chose Grow Old by Florida Georgia Line. Grow Old came out in 2016, and at the time I had been seeing my then boyfriend for 2 years, which when you are 17 seems like forever. A few months after it was released, Caleb, my boyfriend, took me to see a concert. I remember it being such a heartfelt moment as soon as the song began to play. I had never heard the song before because it was on their new album. It came out and I remember looking at Caleb after hearing a few lines of the song and saying, "I can't wait to grow old with you." He brushed it off, of course, because I have yet to meet a 17-year-old guy who can picture himself getting married to his high school sweetheart. Little did I know in 2 years our lives would change forever. On June 8, 2017, we graduated high school together, and a short month after he enlisted in the Marine Corps, it was a terrifying and exciting all at the same time. January 2018 came, and he had to report to duties in Parris Island, South Carolina. I think I cried for about a month straight. With the world today, you never know what is going to happen. Then it happened. He told me that being an infantryman, first people on the battlefield, he would be deployed. My heart sank, and he told me that his sergeant had told him and his platoon that if they had intention to marry anyone, to do it now. It was scary and exciting at the same time. He told me he gets 10 days off in May, and that's when it must happen. So, we're getting married. I'd always dreamed of a nice wedding, so with the help of all my family and friends, in 5 weeks we threw together a wedding. I instantly knew I wanted Grow Old by Florida Georgia Line to be our first dance song, and he agreed. Now enough of my sappy romance story. Let's get back to the real topic of this essay, the song. The first two lines of the song are, "Tell me that you love me, Sable will always work it out." That line means more to me now than it ever has. I'm not sure where the military will take Caleb, but through love, I feel confident we will always make it work. The song jumps into those bold, strong lines, grabbing everyone in the audience's attention. In the beginning of the song, there was only a quiet undertone of instrumentation. It adds to the bold effect of the beginning words. The lead singer of Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly, does a good job portraying this deep, rich moment. He has a deep country voice that almost makes your heart sink when he sings. It makes you look or think about this special someone, and yes, I believe everyone has that special someone. I read an article on thevocalpress.com where an interesting comment made by the author saying, "First, let's separate a couple things. If you want to sing for yourself, it's perfectly okay to feel the emotion and really get really tied up in it. Sometimes we need to just do that and help us feel better. However, if you want to sing for other people, and particularly if you want to sing professionally, getting tied up in the emotion of the song is just not going to work long term." This is interesting because typically us as listeners of songs think that this artist must have gone through this or experienced this or felt this, but that is not always true. I decided to not read what Florida Georgia Line means behind the song Grow Old was because I don't want a different interpretation of the song to distort what I am feeling. I take this song as a love song demonstrating my love and faithfulness to my fiancé. Throughout the song, there are only a few times where you can really hear the instrumentation. Majority of the feelings come from how the lead singer, Brian, portrays an image in your head and makes you feel everything he is saying. In some songs, the feelings can come from the use of a good guitar solo or drum solo to add emphasis on the meaning of the song. The overall melody and the tempo of the song was soft but bold. I'll explain what I mean by that. The tempo was slow and soft with a soothing melody, but the lyrics had such passion and meaning that it makes you truly paint a picture in your head of what is happening. At one point he sings, "Let's hold hands on your favorite beach, fix up a house that we found in the city limits." This immediately made me think of a cute house and a lot of land. I think it is a good element to his song when the people listening can sit back and paint a picture throughout the whole song and feel every emotion performed by the performer. I have thought deep about this and thought about why this song really means so much to me. There is more to it than just "I heard it for the first time with Caleb," or "it's my wedding song." There is a real connection to the song. I think the real connection for me lies in the part of the song where Brian sings, "It's going to take a little time, we're going to have to work at it every day. We're going to lose a lot of sleep and learn to eat out of a microwave. You'll know we'll probably never have it all, but it's part of building up the wall strong enough to stand up through the rain." This song touches home to me because, especially in my life with Caleb in the military, will be nothing but easy. So him and I will have to work at it every day.